a unique prescribed fire training exchange co-hosted by Occam, a Tainaha Nation community, and the BC Wildfire Service is underway this week that seeks to share knowledge and best practices for using fire on the landscape. Kootenai Kinkku Treks Training Exchange has returned for its second year, with over 40 participants representing 14 different organizations that include various provincial government agencies, municipal fire departments, researchers, Tainaha Nation member communities, and forestry researchers and consultants. It's a real range of people and a real range of experiences, and that's what I think is really great about Treks, is that you get all of these different perspectives and different depths of experience with fire, and they all teach each other, said Sarah Budd, Communications and Engagement Lead, Cultural and Prescribed Fire with BC Wildfire Service. It's a training exchange, it's all about that knowledge exchange among the participants. Last year featured the first Treks, which was a pilot project that gathered participants to Occam with a program that included indigenous knowledge sharing about local history, language and culture, as well as classroom sessions focused on fire weather and behavior to prepare everyone for fieldwork. It was unique for many reasons. It was the first offering of a training exchange in British Columbia, it was hosted by Occam and weather was favorable for fieldwork and practical burn exercises. Cultural burning has historically been an indigenous land stewardship practice that the Tainaha Nation has used since time immemorial. One of the drivers for Occam to co-host this event with the province was to continue to work towards reconciliation with the land, particularly with fire, a tool Tainaha have always used, said Occam Nisukin Chief, Cheryl Casimir. It is our goal to return our lands to a state where the use of cultural burning can be restored and our stewardship and land management practices shape not only fire regimes, but other colonial land management practices. Now in the second year, the Kootenai Kinkku Treks is continuing to build off of that first year, with the goal of serving as a model for similar types of training exchanges in other areas of the province. Simply put, prescribed fire is the intentional and planned use of fire on a specific area of the landscape, which can fulfill a number of different objectives such as ecosystem restoration, by burning away dead foliage to allow for renewal, or wildfire risk reduction by removing buildup of forest fuels. This year's Treks program included practical prescribed burn experience on two sites in Wycliffe and Bull River areas. The Bull River site, consisting of approximately 7 hectares in the Red Barn Conservation Area, was selected by the Ministry of Water, Land and Resource Stewardship with the goals of restoring ecosystem health and wildlife forage and removing forest fuels to reduce the long-term risk of wildfire, while also serving as an opportunity for prescribed burn cross-training through Treks. Prescribed burn sites are readied with a prescription that documents the landscape and outlines treatment objectives, while a burn plan is also a necessary element of a burn operation. We're very cognizant of what they want to try to achieve here, and that's going to be in the prescription and the burn plan, and it will give us the parameters of the type of fire intensity that we want to have here to help the proponent achieve those objectives, said Justin Penny, Land and Resource Coordinator, BCWS. The other big piece for us being here is with our prescribed fire training exchange program that we're delivering here in Cranbrook. We're using this as a great training opportunity for all our participants which are here from throughout the province. Will Kaufman, Manager of Forestry Stewardship at Occam Lands Department, touted the knowledge-sharing nature of the Treks program. You're bringing a diverse group of people together that have different perspectives, so when you're collaboratively working on a project together, you hear a lot of voices that you may not have heard in your own disciplinary agencies, said Kaufman, so just getting a wide perspective on ideas and thoughts around fire really brings out some good conversations between the operations, the ecology and the interaction between people and fire. On September 18, things got underway at the Bull River site began with a morning briefing, which included emphasizing safety procedures and reinforcing communication plans and chain of command on various elements of the operation. After that, crews put down hose on the treatment site and wet the perimeter to act as a barrier to prevent the fire from burning beyond the prescribed burn's predetermined boundaries. Before the burn began in its entirety, A test fire was started in a smaller controlled area that gave a snapshot of real-time fire behavior feedback and if the conditions lined up with what's in the prescription and burn plan. From there, hand ignitions with drip torches burned the perimeter of the site, under the eye of fire effects monitors and participants with hoses to keep the fire from spreading outside of the prescription's boundary. That burned perimeter essentially acted as a fire guard, allowing participants to walk a pattern with drip torches that safely treated the prescription area in a controlled manner. The practical experience gained by working on the Trek's prescribed burn sites at Bull River or Wycliffe will enable participants to bring that knowledge back to their respective communities, said Penny. We're hoping to build off people's interest and passion and already existing skill sets so that they're going back to their agencies and they're promoting the use of fire in the right ways and situations, said Penny, but we just need more people practicing and using fire if we're going to start building back this culture of having a healthy relationship with fire.